Five games of hoops on a Thursday night. One of the most boring nights of the season that I can remember. You got an overtime game, you got a Bronny game, and you got a Steph injury game. That's all I got for you. My name is Shlomo Stark.
My name is Levi Jacob.
And this is the NBA Daily Recap in 15 minutes or less. And today will be in a lot less than 15 minutes. Levi, game of the day was the overtime game, Indiana-Brooklyn. No Haliburton again, but Indiana somehow is able to beat Brooklyn in overtime. The great 23-win Brooklyn team. Zaire Williams leading them in scoring. Ben Mathurin played well. He had 28 points, 16 rebounds. And Miles Turner played well, 23-10, but 8 of 11 shooting. I love a good 8 of 11 shooting game. Like, those are my guys. Your thoughts on this game, if you have any. I don't know. I just want to say right now to you, to the fans, to all our great listeners, I'm recapping today because I recap every day. I have no interest in speaking about any of these games.
There was not a lot of excitement going on.
Yeah, and I'm sorry, Yoni Schwartz, I don't know if you still listen, but like, I'm sorry that I'm a negative Nelly, and I know it's not good for the sport or the, you know, I'm not moving the game forward, but I don't like it. Next, Golden State hangs on to beat Toronto, the great Toronto team, 24-46, 117-114. Curry gets hurt at the end of this game, so that's kind of important. He sat the last 15 minutes with a, what's the injury? I'm reading it. A pelvic contusion. He was driving for a layup late in the third, and then he landed hard on his tailbone, and he remained down for a while, and then he was helped and taken to the locker room. Jimmy had a triple-double, 18, 11, and 12, a classic Jimmy triple-double, where he was also, like, just 4-15 shooting. Like, you know, it's Jimmy. Draymond played well. Next, Charlotte beat New York. This is probably why I'm really mad. New York was supposed to have a really easy schedule now of Spurs, Hornets, Wizards, and then Dallas. That was our four stretch. We're now 0-2, so not great there. We got destroyed by LaMelo Ball. We lost 115-98. We had two players to score over 20. That did not help.
I'm sad. I got a haircut.
I saw. I see.
That happened.
It looks nice.
That feels like that's bigger news than this game. I don't know. I'm just, you know, what are we doing here?
I wonder if the Hornets would continue to try to move Mark Williams at the end of this year is what's interesting to me in this whole environment. He's played pretty well and steadily, like he's been in the lineup.
My counter is I don't think they tried to move him. I think the Lakers reached out. Or maybe they reached out when they realized that the Lakers needed a big man and realized they could get a great deal. Lakers overpaid for Mark Williams. It didn't work out because they chickened out of it, but they overpaid. So I feel like they would trade Mark Williams if there was a godfather offer. That offer was a godfather. You don't refuse that offer.
You think so?
Yeah, it was Dalton Connect, who's been great. It was first rounders, okay. And it was just like a good... It was all things that are worth more than Mark Williams. Mark Williams is an injury-prone center who, when he plays well, is very good. So they're not going to get rid of him. I don't think they're going to shop him. But I think if there's a really good offer, they would take it. But I think he stays. I don't disagree with you that they shouldn't shop him. I think I disagree that they did shop him. I think there was just a really good offer on the table and they took it.
I hear it. All right. Fair enough.
Next, Bulls beat the Kings 128-116. Kobe White scored 35 points. Really, everyone on Chicago played well. Vucevic had 24-14. I'm playing Vucevic in fantasy, so that was really annoying. Kevin Huerter, he played well, 25-5. I forgot he was on the Bulls, so it's kind of a revenge game, if you will. Kevin Huerter revenge game. And yeah, Malik Monk led the Kings in scoring 34 points. Zach LaVine, pretty weak night. DeRozan was okay.
Giddy played last game. I don't think he played this game, but Trey Jones has been looking like what Tyus Jones was be for the Suns, but on the Bulls. So who does that help? I don't think anybody, but just interesting.
Honestly, is it interesting or is it just we're really looking for things to say here? It's just one of those nights. Again, like a Trey Jones conversation is about as interesting as a Trey Jones conversation can be. You know, we weren't watching LeBron highlights last night.
But I'm just saying, he was, like, for example, last year, remember how everyone was like, well, you need to get a point guard with Wemby. I don't understand how they're paying Sochan at the point guard position. And he's come to Chicago. They've been playing him minutes for some reason, but also he's been producing in those minutes. And again, this is as interesting as that's going to be.
It's interesting. It's about as interesting as a Trey Jones conversation could be. As an interesting like point you're making, as about as interesting as a Trey Jones point could be. Next, the Bucks beat the Lakers 118. How could the Bucks beat the Lakers who have LeBron and Luka and Reeves? It's because none of them played. Bronny and Dalton Connect led them in scoring. Yeah, if Bronny leads you in scoring, you're going to lose 118-89. That's my main summary. Giannis was good. Do you want to talk about anything else before we say that was the NBA Daily Recap?
I don't know if I need to talk about anything else, just from the standpoint of people saying that Bronny is not a worthy NBA player. Like, Jordan Goodwin's on this team, you know?
Oh, you're a Bronny defender.
Huh?
You're a Bronny defender. Oh, that's a fun debate I can get into with you. I can't stand Bronny James. You want to get into it?
Yeah, we can. But honestly, I don't think that he's any necessarily special talent. I'm just saying, like, in terms of who else I've seen play on an NBA court, like, it's fine that he's there. I don't need him to be, you know, I'm not saying that he's a future All-Star, but, like, I don't know. I'm trying to think of all the people that I've seen over
so
the course of...
Let me... I agree with you, so I'm not going to argue this point. But I don't think it's a problem that he's in the league. I'll tell you my problem with Bronny James, and I think I mentioned this when he first started. My problem is if you go on Bleacher Report right now, the first thing it says is Bronny James drops 17 points. Not Giannis drops, let's see his stat line, 28, 7, and 4. Like, 2 steals, 1 block. Because, Bronny's the name. So, I don't mind that he's in the league. All right, you want to put him in the league. You want to let him be the 13th man in the Lakers. I don't have a problem with that. What I don't like is if he hits a shot, that's the first thing on Bleacher Report. That's the first thing on Clutch Points. That's the first headline you click in. Bronny leads like Lakers in scoring in 118-89 loss. So I more don't like that he's basically a star before he's like, he's not a star. He's a 12th man. And I'm okay with him being a 12th man, but there should have been one headline with Bronny James, which was LeBron plays with his son. That's it.
Sorry, hold on. You're saying that should have been the only headline from the beginning of the season? I mean, like, in totality.
First game, LeBron played with his son. That was news, okay? Like, it's never happened before. A father playing with his son. LeBron is the greatest of all time. He's now extended his career. He's played with his son. That's like another, it's like another level of like, now he's also raising his kids to be NBA players. Very cool. Since then, I don't need Bronny news. Unless he's... I don't need it.
Even like calling up from the G League or going down to the G League, like, just stop.
It's not news.
Yeah.
It's not news. Quentin Grimes is a bigger story than Bronny James, and Bronny James gets way more headlines.
Yeah, 100%.
That was the NBA Daily Recap in 15 minutes or less. I want to thank you, Levy, for co-hosting and producing. And I want to thank you for listening.